In school, I was quite a disruptor of elementary school when I was growing up, and I would often get kicked out into the hallway, and then I learned I could just walk back into the class. So they had to find a new way to punish me, and they would lock me away in a little glass soundproof room that was adjacent to the class. And you might think that was sad to imagine a tiny little boy locked away like that, but I felt pretty cool. I felt like a very high-profile criminal of some kind. Not only did I felt like a bit like Magneto locked in his glass cube. And not only did I feel like Magneto, but everyone at school would call me Magneto, because when they would go in there to get me, I'd throw metal things and yell, "I'm Magneto." Classic Miles. I couldn't pay attention to history class all the time. That was the problems I got. I always envy our American neighbors. They get to learn about American history. We have to learn about Canadian history. American history is so action-packed. There's so many explosions in American history. There's always ships there, like, spaw, and the cannons are like, spaw, and Mel Gibson's like, spaw. Canadian history is like, where do beavers live? Where do they go at nighttime? The history of Canadian towns is kind of funny, because I don't understand how some of these towns came to be. Like, some towns make sense. You're like, oh, that town is at the mouth of a river. That's for trading. That town was for mining. But some towns, it just seems like in the 1800s, someone was just like, oh, I think we're going to stop right here. Why are we going to stop here, Artemis? Oh, because it just feels, Billy, it feels like right around here, people are going to start to run out of gasoline. Clang. They might want to use the bathroom too, but they'll have to buy a coffee.